Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have CG on the phone. Good morning, CG.
Good morning.
Hi, CG. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish, and you nominated Irene. Now, who is Irene to you?
She's been my friend for 20 years.
Okay, and so we're going to get Irene on the line, and then we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay, awesome. Hello.
Hi, is this Irene?
Yes.
It's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hi, Irene. We do a thing every year called Christmas Wish, and we have a friend of yours on the line. I understand you two have been friends for quite some time, your friend CG. Say hi.
Hi, CG.
Hey, girl.
So CG sent a nomination in to us requesting a Christmas wish for you. And so would it be okay if she went ahead and read the nomination?
Yes.
All right, okay. CG, go ahead.
My friend had a rough year. Her and her family dealing with the loss of her six-year-old daughter who passed away this August, before her sixth birthday, in a tragic accident in her front yard. And it turned her world around. Basically, she was born with Down syndrome, but you wouldn't have known it. She's a fighter from birth. We raised money to give her a beautiful homegoing service with burial. Irene also have other bills that she needs help with. She also has a son, Georgie, that misses his sister so much. I see her taking on jobs to get a lot done, like her son that's 5 years old. She's trying to provide him with gifts for the holidays, but she really wants a tombstone for her angel Amelia, rest in heaven. And if there's any way she can have that, she will be so happy. She's really going through a hard time this year. And I just thought if anyone deserves it, it's her. So we just decided she needed this.
Wow. Well, I think that you do need a Christmas wish, Irene. And first of all, we want to tell you we are so sorry for the loss of your daughter, Amelia.
Thank you so much.
I know that has to be really, really hard. How are you doing with everything?
I'm just trying to hold it together.
Sure, yeah. I bet.
And how's Georgie doing?
Staying strong, too. We're doing the best that we can.
Yeah.
I imagine you two will find a stronger bond just through this situation.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. We just stick together and, you know, we have a lot of love.
It's all you can do. As Christy always says, just keep stepping forward. Keep moving. Just keep going.
Marching down the road.
My first question to you, Irene, is do you guys have a Christmas tree yet?
Yeah, I have a Christmas tree.
Okay, listen to this. You know what rock stars do all the time? They have two Christmas trees. So here's what we're going to do. Our friends at Armstrong Garden Centers are going to give you $75, and you go get a rock star Christmas tree to go with the other
one. Or you could get some decorations or whatever else you might want, you know, for your house to spruce it up for the holiday.
Whatever you want to do.
And then we want to make your Christmas dinner pretty easy, and our friends at Barron's Market are going to help you do that. We've got a $100 gift card for you to go to Barron's and get everything you need for a really, really special Christmas dinner, all right?
Thank you. I really appreciate your guys' help.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us a little bit about Georgie. He's five, right?
Yeah, he's five. He's in TK. He's very outgoing. He loves to run and jump and just, he has all the energy in the world and he does really good in school.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, he brings home purples, which is the best color that he could get every day. So he tries hard to make his teacher happy and me happy. And
I want to ask you a question. I know in CG's nomination, she mentioned that Georgie misses his sister. And,
yeah, a lot.
And like, what does he do? How do you know? Like, what are the times when you
know? He talks to me. You know, we're very open. And from day one, I've told him what happened. And he just says, Mommy, I miss my sister. I'm sad. You know, we have her pictures up. We have like a little memorial in my dining room, and he talks about it. You know,
yeah, and that's
so
good.
That's how I know.
That's a really great thing.
Yeah, he's pretty smart. You know, and I'm pretty open with him. I don't hide much from him. So
I think that's a good way to go.
Speaking of smart,
yes.
We want to give you a few things to put under the tree for him. All right, and we did hear from CG that he is smart, and so we've got a speak and spell game for him so he can continue his learning.
Right on.
And we have this very cool VTech Explore and Write activity desk. This thing is really cool. He's going to feel like he has his own little desk at home.
Irene, I'm a little jealous. It's nicer than the desert I have here at work. So he'll really enjoy that Christmas morning.
And we're also going to throw in for fun a Play-Doh kitchen, and it's got all kinds of stuff in there that he can make Play-Doh stuff with. So
oh man, he loves Play-Doh.
Oh, good. Well, that'll keep him busy for a little while.
Thank you.
Well, before we get to anything else, you know what? I kind of wanted to ask you about you and how you're doing, and are you taking care of yourself at all?
To be honest, I am. I just go through it. Like, I take one day at a time. Some days are harder than others, but I've been, like, in the beginning, it was just, like, a shock, you know? And so I don't know. I'm trying to take care of myself mentally and emotionally, but as far as everything else goes, I don't have enough energy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know.
Well, we were hoping you could take a little time for yourself, and our friends at Del Mar Plastic Surgery want to have a nice basket for you, and it's of really great skincare products, and there's also a certificate for a facial in there. And maybe you could take a little time for you and, you know, just make yourself feel as good as you can feel. And I think that you need a massage.
Yes, I do.
I think you do. And so we have friends that are new to Christmas Wish this year from Body Fusion Spa, and we want to give you a massage to go see them and just relax a little bit and, you know, take a little breathing time for yourself, okay?
Thank you.
We also heard in your nomination that Amelia, who passed away, you were not able to get a headstone yet for her?
Yeah, I haven't been able to get it yet, no.
No?
No, we've just been trying to raise money for it, and we haven't gotten it yet. We have put $2,000 for it so far.
Well, we want to give you another $1,000 so that you can go and get that headstone today and get that where it needs to be so you can move forward with this whole situation.
Oh. Okay. I'm overwhelmed with emotion, so
it's all right. It's all right.
It's okay.
So is there not a headstone or?
No, we're going to do a memorial bench, but we've just been trying to raise the money for it. So that's why we haven't been able to do it yet.
Well, then you and Georgie can hang out there and you can see the nice, the bench and all that. And that'll make things a little bit easier. Now, we also understand around the holidays, money's kind of a problem. Have you paid December's rent yet at all?
No, I haven't paid it. I haven't paid it yet.
Would it be okay if we paid your rent?
If you guys would, I mean, that would mean the world to me.
We would love to. $1,500. We'd like to pay your rent for December.
You guys are doing so much.
Well, you're going through
a
lot.
We said we wanted to make it a little easier for you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We got you the tree. We got you the Christmas dinner. We're going to take care of your rent in December. We'll try to catch up on that headstone for lovely, lovely Amelia. And, of course, Georgie gets Christmas toys under the tree this year, okay?
That's beautiful.
Again, we are so sorry for your loss. And you know, our hearts are with you as you and Georgie move through this.
I just really only have one more thing we have to do to make this wish come true. And that's on the count of three from the both of you guys. I need a Merry Christmas. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.